Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and happy holidays. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and we're going to be talking about a subject today that's being blasted all over the news. It has been actually for the last couple of years, and that is the financial crisis that so many people are experiencing at this time. And not only is it on the government level, but it's very much on a private level. Well, my guest today, Vivian Gaspar, is a woman who has dealt with assisting people through various financial crises. And she is someone that is going to perhaps give you some insights, along with some other individuals who have lent their supportive information so that you can really get past what might be a very, very difficult period for you. Or you may know someone who is going through a tough time and doesn't know what their options are. I'd like to welcome to the show Vivian Gaspar, and we're going to be talking about her book, How to Survive Your Financial Crisis. Vivian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you have been in business for yourself on many different levels, and you have found that working with people, helping them to get out of these critical situations, especially relating to mortgages, you have been able to help well over 200 families stay in their homes. And there are so many people. I'm here in the state of Washington. We have had so many people that have ended up just feeling like their lives are, for all intents and purposes, in the toilet financially because they've lost their homes. This is obviously something that's very close to your heart. Was there a special situation that really drove you to become involved in this understanding of how to help people?
Yes, actually, in late 2007, my mortgage payment had doubled, basically. I mean, it went from $2,000 a month to $3,700 from one month
Ouch.
To the next. I don't know who you know that could do that, whatever the level they're on. Imagine going almost double of whatever it is.
Incredible.
And guess what? The funny thing is, I was a mortgage loan officer, which means no one's immune. Okay?
Mm-mm-mm.
We were direct, this is late 2007. Who do you know who wasn't starting to get affected by the real estate crisis that was developing? And so when that happened, very late, it was like December, November of 2007, the only thing I knew at the time, and by the way, I'm a licensed realtor and mortgage professional, and I didn't know what to do. And
oh boy.
Everyone I talked to said, well, the only thing we could think is short sale. That's all I was told, that the only way I can get out of that. It's not as if I could refinance out of it when the values were dropping. And even lawyers I consulted with, people I knew from being in the real estate industry, everyone said the same thing. You got a short sale. There's nothing else you could do. And at the time, they said the only way you could short sale is if you were months late on your mortgage. They said you got to stop paying. And that's the only thing you could do to be approved for a short sale, because the lender still has to approve the short sale, not just get a buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So it took about a year on the market, roughly, and closed with a short sale. And it was November 2008. And ready for this? The house prices fell so much, the values, that I ended up being a total of $140,000 underwater with the short
sale. Oh, my goodness.
And ready
oh
for this?
Oh, my goodness.
I was forced, because of the whole situation, to sign a note promising to repay in payments back half of it. That's the only way we could negotiate it with the lender to approve the short sale. So I had to sign a note for $70,000 to repay it in payments over 30 years.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
It's the only thing we could do. So, but ready for this is, unfortunately, my husband just lost his job right as that was happening.
Wow, this is like a Murphy's Law special.
Oh, wait, it gets better.
Oh, whoopee.
We were separating and we were getting ready to get a divorce because of all the stress. And you know what had to happen? I had to move in with his parents for 20 months because it took him 7 months to find another job. And don't think for a second we lived there for free. They said, well, there's four of us, two of my children, and by the way, it split up my family. I had a son and a senior in high school at the time, and I lived 50 miles away from my in-laws, and they had to stay in town to finish high school. So my son basically became, you know, someone living on friends' sofas, going round and round to sofa, people's houses, and I didn't find out until after I put my family back together almost 2 years later that he was living out of his car for the last 4 or 5 months. How do you think that made me feel?
Oh, my goodness.
So trust me, if anyone has passion for helping other people, it's because I knew that even though I didn't end up actually homeless, having to move my family in with, you know, my two younger children into my husband's parents' house, where we ended up splitting all the utilities three quarters our way and one quarter their way, and the food and everything else, we paid a lot of money to live there, an average of over $1,200 a month. It wasn't free. And you know what? But I still appreciated that that was a viable option.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a lot of people wouldn't have that. And so within a month or two, believe it or not, after the having to move in with his parents, I met an attorney who said, well, why didn't you do a modification? I said, well, I didn't know. But think about how many people need to be saved from that similar situation. So
wow.
Therefore, and there's so many other people. So I ended up working with this attorney, James Castilla. And together, there was a total of 350 families we've helped in the last 3 years. I personally have gone to over 200 families' homes after learning this vigorously, how the banks operate, and obviously constantly updating my knowledge. And I go out and do public speaking engagements at libraries, at civic organizations like Rotaries and private organizations and as many places I can go, non-for-profits, anywhere they wanted to have me and to learn about the details as to why the banks aren't approving people and what's going on with the banks after, you know, for the last 3 years. And then what I do is if somebody wants to hire the attorney, because it's a flat fee, I go to their homes and I help them make sure this is done right so they do get approved. And I'm in that family's house from 2 to 5 hours at a time.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I really think that what you're doing and what the attorney that you ended up being helped by and working for has done is give some hope, because this is a situation that I recall happening with Canadians in the 1980s. I can remember being in Vancouver, B.C. People had gone into homes that had been valued at $500,000. The dollar, the government was in trouble. It went, they lost, just like you did. The value of their home was like half or less of what they had purchased it at. Their payments were just through the ceiling. A lot of people had lost work. We're almost like a mirror image of what happened in Canada. And I remember listening to those tragic stories, and I don't think they had mortgage modification. So tell us, if someone who is listening to this show today, what are the steps that they go through? Now, I know you've got an 800 number, which is 977-1077, but aren't there different laws for this in every single state? What?
Actually, no, no.
No? Oh,
actually,
okay.
Here's an important part. The difference in per state, because you kind of got part of it right. Unfortunately, the big problem is there's so much... Sorry, it's so much bad information about mortgage modification, and it's so confusing. The first wrong piece of information is that people are led to believe by their mortgage company that their mortgage company is doing everything in their power to help them. That is a fallacy. Why? Because you've got to think about it. Take a step back. Pretend it's not you. And just look at the logic. Somebody borrows money from a mortgage company, usually $100,000, $200,000, $1,000, etc., right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think it makes sense for that mortgage company at the bank that's in the business to make money to hire people to pay them salaries and benefits to get them less money? Let's say mortgage payments, including taxes, $1,500 a month. Do you think it makes sense for them to take only $1,000 over years, lose $500 or more dollars a month over years? Think about the thousands of dollars that'll end up not coming to them.
Right.
So guess what? We have seen, unfortunately, so many situations where lenders, and when I say lenders, I don't mean local little banks. I mean the big six, Chase, Citi, Bank of America, the large banks, Wachovia, which, by the way, bought out many other companies.
Right.
There's a very few large banks that own over 100 million mortgages in this country. And
wow.
The problem is that there are federal guidelines that were put into place under the Making Home Affordable, which is, you could find the website for information of makinghomeaffordable.gov. And the problem is these banks have so much power and influence at the government that they are in such a high level of noncompliance. In other words, they're disregarding federal guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Where if they were a private individual, they'd be put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot put the banking institution in jail. Think about it. A couple years ago, when Obama first got into office, he cleared for billions of dollars to go to these mortgage companies under the TARP money, right?
Right.
Do you know that if when they were confronted by major media and said, where did you put these billions of dollars, they declined to comment what they did with the money. It did not flow through to help the average American. Think about that for a second. They get billions of dollars and they refuse to comment on what they did with it? Come on.
Yes, and they were not held accountable for giving that information out.
Exactly. Isn't that insane? So the point is, this is not flowing through. They're declining people who rightfully qualify for these programs. And, you know, what I do as part of my job working with the attorney is I qualify people over the phone. It's in about 10, 15 minutes, I could tell you, do you qualify? Here's how, here's why, and what you could expect as a modified payment under the guidelines. And you know what they've said? So many people who have called me said they've been trying to modify their mortgage on their own with their lender, and they tell me that in 10 minutes I gave them more information than their lender has in 6 months or a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm up front, and I tell people what the real situation is, where the lenders don't benefit from doing that. They benefit from denying people. Why? They're counting on the desperation of people to save their own homes, the beg, borrow, steal mentality to get that mortgage payment up. But I've even firsthand heard people tell them that the mortgage company, major, major banks, I don't want to say which particular one, but it's one of the big six, had a representative actually tell them to go clear out their 401k and give them the money to keep up with their mortgage and
oh
to pay
my
it back their arrears. And did they think that that representative from that major, major bank ever told them about the IRS implications of liquidating a 401k?
Mm-hmm.
Now they owe tens of thousands of dollars to the IRS. Got news for you. You're going to have taxes and penalties, which are going to cause that payment to double and triple. Because part of what I did, in addition to helping the people I've done in the last 3 years, is about in February of 2010, at all the speaking engagements, at one of them actually, at a Lions Club, people came up to me and said, this is such good information, you got to get it out to more people and write a book. So I did. In addition, because I was kind of treated it like a part-time job,
mm-hmm.
I heard from all the hundreds of people at the homes I've been in, common problems that got them to the point of where they couldn't pay their mortgage anymore. And I wanted to, you know, get the information where it helped people, and I'm not an expert at everything. You know, a variety of different topics, but I brought together experts who are. And so in addition to doing the mortgage modification as like my full-time job during the day, about 10 to 15 or 20 hours a week on average for a year and 3 months, I put the book together too.
Mm-hmm.
39 topics written by 28 experts. So that way you have real-life solutions.
Let's use an example regarding this mortgage situation, because this is so critical for so many people. Let's say, and you probably have a client you can even talk about. I know you're not going to use their real name, but let's say someone had a home about $350,000 and the husband lost a job, maybe the wife is barely working. What steps do they take? I know they call you, but tell us what goes on here. What can people look at?
What they should definitely do first, as soon as they lose a job, if they have a mortgage, is to, number one, understand what happens in worst-case scenarios for them. You call up your county sheriff's department, and even if you're not even late at all, but you need to know what you're working with, because what is different by state is the process for a foreclosure. That is different per state. And unfortunately, some states are 5-6 months and you're foreclosed upon. And in some states, believe it or not, you could live in your house 2 to 3 years without making a mortgage payment. So you need to know what is your worst-case scenario and the biggest thing, which is losing your home.
Mm-hmm.
So you call your county sheriff's department because a foreclosure is a legal process. The actual act of losing your house is a sheriff's sale, which is executed by your county sheriff's department. So you need to know in your county how long of how many no mortgage payments will it take to lose your house to a sheriff's sale, just so you understand with what you're working with. And also, it's remember, don't liquidate your IRA or 401k because that money will be counted as taxable income that you might end up owing the IRS money. And that could be a lot. I mean, if you liquidate $100,000, they're going to tax you on it. And it's going to be payable in April.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. What you can do is borrow from it. Then you're paying back yourself the interest, and that can help you. But don't liquidate. Borrow. And the other thing is, as soon as you lose your house, your job, find out what government programs might be available to help you with your utilities. Because what's your priority? Food on the table, keep the lights on, your heat on, and your house. And if you understand how many months you're working with for your home, then you move on to how do I keep the lights on? What are you trying to do? Preserve your cash flow. See how far you can make those unemployment benefit dollars last. Because there's really not much you could do with food, maybe food pantry, but how long is that really going to last when their supplies are running low?
Right.
So look at it that way. And I'm, of course, assuming you've already used up your savings. I always look at what are the worst-case scenarios when you lose a job, because nowadays it could take a quite long time, 6 months, 8 months, a year, to get an equivalent job again. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and the other big problem is you cannot modify a mortgage. Ready for this? With mm-hmm. unemployment income as the income source. Unemployment does not count. So there is a specific program called the UP program, UP, for unemployment income. So if you lost a job and you're getting unemployment, contact your mortgage company and ask if they have any UP mortgage programs, which is a forbearance. A forbearance is putting a pause on the payments due. Maybe 2 months, maybe 6 months, see what they're willing to offer. It is not a modification because that will not count towards your qualifying income ratios, but they might give you a forbearance, which kind of puts a hold on the payments altogether, which will push things further out and buy you more time.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are wonderful, wonderful points. Of course, your book, How to Survive a Financial Crisis, is absolutely just loaded with all kinds of details, and if you're in a situation like she just described, it is very important to be aware of what is going on. And there is so much information sometimes, and like she said, you're not always going to have people that are going to be so open with you. This is what she's been doing. She's been helping people with their homes. Now, you have gone into so many different topics in this book. You've consulted with a lot of different people. You have information about the local printer being better than VistaPrint. You have surviving natural disasters, which so many people have experienced. Let's touch on that, because there are so many people in this country that have gone through these horrific national disasters. These last 2 years have just been incredible with things that have occurred, and it's areas like Tennessee that have been hit more than once. We have had all kinds of things, and you give some very good tips. Terrence Coughlin is the individual that really gave these tips. Tell us about Terrence and how you got in touch with him.
Well, I've owned several businesses in the past, and I know that one of the great ways to meet with people who can mutually benefit each other is through business networking events.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrence is a gentleman. I knew that I wanted that covered, because what I did when I wanted to write the book is I first sat down and created an outline, things that I saw that are common occurrences that cause people financial hardship. And I sought out experts that I thought would best fit writing those topics. And mm-hmm. I was referred to Terrence, and I knew he'd be a really good expert because it's not just getting past the crisis when it happens to you. He does cover preparedness for it. And really, it's people you need to understand that they think, ooh, I got insurance, I'm good, doesn't matter. Well, what happens if you don't approach the insurance company just the right way as soon as that happens? Guess what? You could be denied the claim. What good is having insurance that you paid faithfully if you don't get the benefit of it? And what he's saying is, in that particular chapter, if you don't phrase things properly, it can cost you a claim that could end up costing you tens of thousands or more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely
true. Knowing how to phrase it and what to say is critical when you talk to your insurance company for the first time, because obviously they record every single call, and you can't go back and say, oops, did I mean to say that?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful and know what to say the first time you call.
Well, for example, he said be mindful of wording by saying wind damage or storm damage. You keep it simple. Don't go into a whole bunch of detail until you really know what's happened. Here in the Pacific Northwest, it was about 2 years ago, we had some furious storms that came through. Massive, massive trees fell down. And this is something that can happen here occasionally. But these are trees that maybe were over 100 years old, and they're huge. And they fell down, they fell on houses, and there were people that were going around telling they were going to have to pay $10,000 to have the tree cleared out. I mean, it was unbelievable how the sharks came out of the walls, you might say. But I'll tell you, that was really a challenge for a lot of people. We deal with flooding here many times. People are living in floodplain areas, even if they have insurance. I mean, it can hit anybody anywhere. And I know people listening, they know of areas of country that they're in that have gone through tremendous challenges. So knowing how to use the right wording, you're absolutely correct, because you have to really find out what's going on. Otherwise, your insurance policy, they might eventually come out. But I've known businesses, I'm thinking of one specifically, that had just a tremendous insurance policy that it paid on, and they didn't get their money for a year, and it actually caused that business to close down.
Right, and that's why it's so critical to be proactive and get informed before you even make that first phone call, and that's why I deliberately covered 39 topics in one book to get the meat and potatoes of what you need to know without a lot of fluff or extra information, and such as this topic.
You have a section, and I mean, there's just all kinds of information, bankruptcy, saving on energy bills, a private investigator, how they can help you. You've also got something here for free at-home assistance for veterans. And this, I think, is just amazing, because I personally know of some families that are low-income, their spouses are veterans, they're in their 70s, their 80s, and they can really use help. And there's a group called the Comfort Keepers that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
And they even do the forms for you, too, so you don't have to worry about, are you going to get the money from them? And by the way, you might sound like that's, it's a health issue, but guess what? When someone is having those kinds of troubles handling their spouse who's very ill, because it's for this veteran themselves or their spouse, and the really difficult thing that people forget, that it is a major issue, because when they can't handle taking care of their spouse or themselves, or back or forth, they hire people and they use money they don't really have that they could be using for necessity. And
mm-hmm.
so that's why I wanted to cover this topic. As a matter of fact, I work for the Department of Labor of New Jersey. I give a lot of speeches and I work with them. Would you
mm-hmm.
believe the director called me into his office and he said, I got to have you meet this man. He was an 84-year-old, ready for this, World War II veteran, who is really struggling to take care of his wife. And he was really at his wit's end. He had no idea what to do, and he's using up his savings for a private nurse. And I said, why on earth would you do that? He's like, what are you talking about? And I ran out to my car, and I got a book from my car, and I pointed out the page. I said, here's what you need to do. And I handed them the book, and I said, you know what? I appreciate your service to our country. Thank you so much for everything you did. Here's my book. Please use this to help you and
wow.
your wife.
Wow, I bet you that just absolutely stunned him. I'm going to be sharing this with some people that I know because it could make a huge difference because they need help. They need to have relief. They need to know that there is this option available for them that they can utilize. So I mean, your book is just loaded. You talk about how to get an education for low to no cost. This is something, my goodness, so many people are going through vocational shifts right now. They need to know that there are options that they can work with that allow them to get an education. Now, is this limited just to young people, or
could someone in
their 50s and 60s get it?
Actually, the author of that chapter authored several chapters. She's also an expert and has a vocation. She helps people get any kind of a special needs child, which is a thick chapter in there with lots of reference material, some help from the government instead of spending your own money out of pocket for a therapist or what have you, or not knowing what to do at all. But you know what? That very author, the reason she wrote that additional chapter on the education, she has a PhD and 2 master's degrees and 3 bachelor's, and she used those specific methods to get all those degrees for herself.
Wow. How old a woman is she? Her name is Dr. Darcy Beauchamp.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know exactly, but I'm estimating it either like somewhere in her 40s. She'd kill me if I said 50s by accident. I was thinking of someone else. Oops.
Yes, we women are vain that way. Yes.
Oops. If she heard that, she'd kill me.
Well, I'll tell you, I am just absolutely stunned. You have contact information in here regarding these individuals. This book is just a powerhouse. I mean, there's so many topics that you cover. And for those of you listening, it's titled How to Survive Your Financial Crisis. And what this is, you've got everything from bankruptcy to IRS issues, how to get help, like we said, if you know of someone that's a veteran that needs help. If you're wanting to be able to save your home, you've got some options here. And I think that Vivian Gaspar, you can tell she really has a passion for this. Listen to her story. She went through this garbage. And so many other people have too, but she's come out on top. She's been able to weather it, and she's able to pass her knowledge along to you. Now, she has a website called StopMyCrisis.com. StopMyCrisis.com. She also has an 800 number, 800-977-1077. That's 800-977-1077. So if you want, check out her website. You also can get her book, How to Survive Your Financial Crisis. You can call her 800 number. This is good information. If you know of anyone in need, please pass it on. Vivian, thank you so much for being my guest today. Now, as we're closing out the show, what kind of thoughts would you want my listeners to be left with today?
Most importantly, don't give up hope. I just sat with an attorney consultation yesterday morning with a lady who was financially, emotionally devastated by a sudden divorce from a man who was abusive towards her for 20 years. And she's now going through the ringer. She has over $40,000 of attorney bills. She's completely devastated. Whatever you're saying, and she, by the way, she has an autistic son who's 17 who barely functions as an 8-year-old as a 17-year-old man. And she, her ex-husband hasn't seen that child in a year and a half. Mm. All he wants to do is devastate her financially since he doesn't have her under his thumb anymore. The bottom line is everyone can be helped if you just seek out the resources. Nothing is hopeless, trust me. I have seen and heard things that you don't want to think about anymore. That's why one of the chapters is there, what to do if you're faced in a sudden divorce situation. It is not hopeless. Just get the information. That's why one of the things on the website is a complete table of contents so you know exactly what's available and what's covered. And I'm here to talk to people. I talk to people from all over the country, giving them free advice. Don't despair. There is really good people in the world who have help to offer.
Well, that is important to know, Vivian, because we have so many doomsdayers out there. And I think that if we are open and we're willing to share and we're willing to pass our knowledge along and help each other up, not only can we get out of this doomsday attitude that so many people want to promote, they want to promote helplessness, but we can take our lives back. We can stand up and say, wait a minute, we can resolve this, just as you did. I think your story is just absolutely incredible. And Vivian, it has been a delight having you as a guest. I wish you the best this holiday season, and keep on talking up and speaking out, because it really does make a difference.
Donna, thank you so much. And if I may just add one more thing, my book is available as a fundraiser, because I understand everyone is having troubles financially, including churches and other non-for-profits, because if their parishioners are suffering, they're suffering where they cannot pay their bills. So for each book sold, if a church or whomever, whatever a non-for-profit wants to have the book as a fundraiser, for every book they sell, $8 goes back to them for every single one. So
that's
available
is awesome.
Also.
That is wonderful. Well, check out our website, stopmycrisis.com, or 800-977-1077. Again, Vivian, thank you so much. This is a wonderful topic to talk about, and I hope those of you listening will share it with a friend. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedros accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny. They will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com. To see more details, God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, 888-627-6008. It's the toll-free number, and all I need from you, if you're a first-time listener, is your first name or your initial, and then I will tell you what I perceive, and of course, you're welcome to ask a question about anything you like. Also, I want to invite you to call in if you have had a unique experience and maybe just don't know what to do with it. We had a gentleman call in yesterday that was experiencing out-of-body situations that were causing a physiological effect with him. So we were able to discuss that on the air. So if you have anything about a dream you want interpreted, et cetera, just know that you are welcome to call in, because I'm happy to share whatever knowledge and information that I have with you. Now, I also wanted to just say, because of our guest that we had today, that I have known a number of people that have gone through really critical situations, and I've gone through some in my life. And I know that many times there has been the circumstances where I was taken advantage of. I've known other people that have been taken advantage of because you didn't know who to ask. You didn't know what questions, actually, to ask. So I've been there and I've done that, and it just thrills me when I can find out about people who really know their stuff and they are happy to share the truth with you. It is good, and I just encourage you to pass the information along because so many people are having such a difficult time. Well, holiday season, my goodness, the good ho-ho-ho is coming about in just a couple of days. And if you're like me, you're busy, you're out shopping, and you're doing this, and you're doing that, and you're doing the other, you're getting your house ready if you got company coming. And there's just so much going on. And you wonder, how in the world am I going to get it all done? Well, just take a deep breath and just say, one day at a time. I had to chuckle this morning when I was out walking Victor here in the Pacific Northwest in our part of the state. The fog was so thick this morning, you felt like you could cut it with a knife. And I encountered a fellow walker coming my way, and she was it was down to about 31, 32 degrees. So it was a wee bit brisk, and with the fog, it makes it very damp. I mean, you get cold very quickly. And this woman was all bundled up against the cold, and so we said good morning, hi, happy holidays, and we each went our respective directions. Well, as I was finishing our walk, sure enough, we crossed paths again. And I had to chuckle. She said, I have to be out here walking. I'm putting on too many pounds. I said, that's what happens around the holidays, especially when you're around a lot of good cooks. It's so easy. And I raise my hand. I'm guilty, too. I love those chocolate decadent goodies. And I think we'd have to walk 500 miles a day to be able to burn it all up. And, of course, I'm joking there. But it is a reality. There's so many wonderful, yummy goodies to enjoy. And I thought today, instead of sharing one of those yummy goody recipes, I wanted to share a recipe for your dog. That's right. And I'm even going to get one for cats. So if you have something that to write on and have a pen, I'll be sharing that with you. There's Crossies, C-R-O-S-S-I-E-S. And these are wonderful little treats that you can make for Fido or for a friend that has a pet if you like. Well, I wanted to share a few stories with you. One was about a little girl. And this one came from Jim Pollard. Now, Jim is a Santa Claus. He has been playing Santa Claus for years and years and years. And this is one of his special stories. Jim had been a guest on my show, and he's in Kentucky, I believe. And his heart is as big as all outdoors, and he just absolutely loves doing this every year. He really gets into it. So this one child was a child with special needs, and some of the local schools will come up to where he is in the local mall where he appears, and all the children are lined up. Of course, they're very well supervised, and he just thoroughly enjoys being around them. And there was this one particular Tuesday afternoon prior to Christmas that a local elementary school brought in their children that had special needs to Santa Land, where he was appearing. One little girl sat on his lap, and she said two words, Santa baby. Well, Santa and his working associate, Mrs. Claus, didn't think anything about it. No big deal. However, after the little girl left his lap, one of the teachers, taking her away, came back and asked him excitedly, did that last little girl speak to you? He said, sure. Yes, she did. She wanted to know what the child said. And he told her what the little girl had said, two words, Santa baby. The teacher started crying, and he was very perplexed. She said, I know you don't understand, but you need to know those are the first words she has ever spoken. She has never spoken a word before today. Very special Santa story. I wanted to share that with you. And for the Jim Pollards of the world, I salute you, and my Santa cap is off to you because I think you do a wonderful service. Children just love this, and I think there's such a magic with all of it. But can you imagine a child being so affected by the experience that she finally speaks? Very, very special. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. I do want to let you know that tomorrow we are going to be playing the traditional Christmas show that always has been done just before Christmas. And since Christmas falls on a Sunday this year, we are playing it tomorrow, and I am going to be enjoying preparations for the big event on Christmas Day. So I'm going to be very busy. And then we are going to do a Best of Donna on Monday. So I wanted to give that information to you. Now, next week, we've got a great lineup of guests. We're going to talk about Inside the Insane on Wednesday of next week, and that's with Erica Loberg. And on Tuesday, let me back up here. Tuesday, we're going to be talking with Lou Paradise, and we're going to be talking about veterans and a lot of the issues of health that veterans face. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about an extraordinary career and life, Brad Worthley. This is a man that really believes that you are an extraordinary individual. You just need to know it. And he's going to be sharing what he's learned. And then a week from tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the bare bones and how you can, we're coming into a new year, how you can put together in a weekend your own particular business plan if you want. And this is a very good plan to use as well on a personal level. Ellen Rohr is going to be my guest next week. So we have a great lineup of people. And before you know it, we're going to be into 2012, and we've already got that month's lineup, and that'll be going up too. If you want to find out more about the guests that are going to be coming up on the Donna Sebo Show, always check your show information button, and you will be able to get those details. I wanted to share with you today a couple of stories. But before I do, you know, I was talking to you in a joking manner about the woman that I encountered who says I'm out walking because I want to burn up the calories I'm eating. Ladies, I want you to know, no matter how much you exercise or diet, you may not be able to fit into those size 6 jeans that one time you were able to wear. And this is about a research that was a project that was done at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill by some scientists. Apparently, none of we gals are going to like this, by the way. Our pelvic bones continue to widen after the age of 20, which naturally adds about as much as 3 inches to your hips and waist over time. This is what the body is doing naturally. And since this happens to everybody and there's no way to avoid it, the comment is, why not enjoy your life and try to, well, stop trying to fit back into tiny, tiny sizes, that it's just not going to stay that way. And I know, gals, whenever we have a baby, it's automatic Spreadsville. And I've known of a lot of people that their pelvis altered so much, their pelvis widened so much after pregnancy. It was just unbelievable. So remember, this is part of a natural process. I don't think we gals like it, but hey, Mother Nature apparently provided us with that expansion system. And if you're like me, you want to talk to the individuals that decided we females wanted to have that, just like menopause. We don't need this in the equation. Thank you very much. But anyway, keep a sense of humor and realize that's okay. And as long as you're healthy and you're happy and you're basically pretty much in good shape, I think just try to be at peace with yourself to the greatest of your ability. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you like to chat, 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me. Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. If you want to give me a buzz, the telephone number to call into is 888-627-6008. Okay, I had a recipe here for a dog that I thought you might want to have, because if you're like me, sometimes you want to have little presents you can take over to friends that have their little pets, and this is so easy. These are recipes from Friederike Friedel in Germany, and these are the ingredients. You need 2.5 cups of oatmeal. And you want the real thick oatmeal if possible. 2.5 cups, 1.5 cups of oatmeal that you can grind finely in a blender if you want. 1 cup of shredded coconut. Now you don't want the sweetened. You want the plain raw coconut, and Red Mill is a great place to go to get that. You can get that at the grocery store. You need 1/2 cup of milk and 1/8 cup of oil. You can use sunflower oil if you like, and 2 eggs. Now, this is for the dog. It really does work, and they love it. You preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and you want to use some parchment paper to line your baking pan with. You're going to measure and mix your oatmeal and your coconut flakes. Remember, they have to be unsweetened. You want to mix in your milk, your eggs, your oil. Mix it all well. Then you want to make little balls, little spheres, about 3/4 inch in diameter. And if you have a smaller dog, you might want to make them a little smaller. And then you put them on the parchment paper on your cookie sheet. You bake them for about 25 minutes at 350 degrees, and then you just turn the oven off and let them dry. Leave them in the oven for hours. If you do it in the evening, you can leave them in overnight so that they get nice and dry. And when you're making the balls, if it's sort of sticky, use water on your fingers, and they won't stick so much. And you can also, if you wanted to, instead of using coconut, you could use fresh vegetables like zucchini or grated carrots. You just want them to be finely grated so that they will mix. And some of the dogs really like fruit, so you can do that during the summer. You can mix such, fruit in it if you like. Some people like to give their dogs apples, and my Scotty can't stand that stuff, but he can't stand fruit. But I did have a Scottish Terrier that absolutely loved apples. She would just crunch them up. She loved vegetables. My Victor is a meat and potatoes guy. He just doesn't want to go that route. And then I wanted to give some information to you regarding cats and food that they really like. They have been finding that what you feed a cat really does make a difference. And this is a raw food recipe that I think is just really terrific. And this makes up about 2 to 4 days of food for an average 10-pound adult cat. And for kittens, for pregnant or lactating female cats, then you're going to want to give them more than this, but it really is healthy for them. And you need a pound of raw, coarse, ground, minced, or diced beef or poultry. And you want 20 to 25% fat. Now, what they say with cats, you don't want to use pork or fish. And if you want to use some lamb, you limit it because it has extremely high fat content. Venison, elk, bison, ostrich, quail, any kind of poultry. And you need to combine meat sometimes to give the animal some variety. Now, that's a pound of meat. You need a quarter pound of raw, minced, or diced organic organ meat, such as liver, kidney, heart, gizzard. You can use the turkey, chicken, beef, lamb, any of those gizzards, hearts, and liver, you can use a bit of that. And then you need 8 ounces of purified water with 4 drops of grapefruit seed extract. That's called GSE liquid concentrate. And then you need 2 level tablespoons of feline supplement for a homemade raw meat diet. And there's just various ones that you can do that. Now, if you're going to use bone-in ground meat, which cats do very well with, then you want to be thoughtful about the amount of vitamin minerals that you add. And then you need to be sure you add about 2 tablespoons of fatty acids, essential fatty acids, and a tablespoon of pharmaceutical-grade omega-3 fish oil. That is something that goes in, a little bit of garlic extract, and you can have an enzyme supplement, and taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. You need about 500 milligrams of that. And you can use, if you want, a little bit of shredded zucchini or yams, believe it or not. You can have canned organic unsweetened pumpkin, baby food vegetables. They can be mixed in with the meat as well. Just don't use huge amounts of it. And you're going to have a very, very healthy cat. And what they've found with cats is a lot of the health problems end up disappearing when they get on the raw food diet. Now, that information comes from Celeste Yarnall, who's been a guest on my show, and this lady knows what she's talking about. You should see her cats. Her cats are just incredible. So anyway, both of these wonderful ladies love their animals, and I wanted to share that story with you. Also, I wanted to share with you, because this is the holiday season, this wonderful story about a mom named Olga who is out of Athens, Texas. And she and her daughter, usually on Saturday mornings, go out for breakfast. This is their weekend treat. And one December weekend, they had moved to a new town when they decided to meet up with a friend for the holidays instead. Now, they didn't know that this choice was going to bring them what they called a Christmas miracle. They were driving along, enjoying each other's company, Olga and her daughter, but something ended up going very, very wrong. She said, "It doesn't often snow in Texas, but there can be very severe flooding in winter." And she could see cars in front of her turning around to avoid rising water. So she told her daughter, "Let's just go back to town." But she said everywhere they went, water, flood was happening. She tried 3 routes. All routes were closed. She didn't know where else to go. So she said she slowly inched the car through the knee-deep water until she found a road that seemed to go uphill. Well, they were tremendously relieved, but it was just across an embankment passing over a drain, and the way past was obscured by the rushing flood waters. So she said she just held her breath, pressed on the gas pedal, and, well, her car slid off the road, falling into a ditch. She tried to get out of the ditch. She gunned the engine. The wheels were spinning. They just slid down into the ditch. Well, at the back end of her Chevy Blazer, water was coming in. She said, "I just don't know what we're going to do." She was holding her daughter's hand, and lo and behold, she finds a pickup truck backing up to her car. She and her daughter were amazed to see a man jump out, attaching a hook and a chain to the front of her car, and he put the truck in gear pulled him out. He said to her just three words. He pointed his finger into a particular direction, said, go that way. Well, she was astonished. She said they seemed to appear out of nowhere, and she doesn't even remember she said thank you to them. The man in his truck disappeared just as suddenly as they had arrived. They followed the directions. They arrived safely. And the daughter said to the mom, Mom, was that a dream? Who were those men? She said, Dear, they were our Christmas angels. This is Donna Sebo. Have a magnificent holiday weekend. And I wish you and your loved ones the very, very best this holiday season. Remember always, you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Spread your love. Spread your smile. Make this holiday exceptional for yourself as well as others. Let your light shine. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you next week. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.